It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 16th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 35 degrees.
So far, we've got excellent speeds on our freeways this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, the wish list is getting longer for the new Salt Lake Airport, and the cost is going up again.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, they're adding or expanding new facilities to handle extra growth. Passenger loads and flights have all increased in recent years, and they say the budget now needs to reflect that. But local taxpayers shouldn't be paying for it. The higher costs will be covered by user fees paid by airlines and passengers. The Tribune says these things include Delta wanting a larger sky club, or they need higher tech equipment for security screening in the new airport. They also need to look at adding longer runways for jets going one way to Asia. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Graham Wayman. Warm and windy today. Those temperatures, as I mentioned a moment ago, near 50. Winds up to 50 and maybe even 60 miles per hour out there on the West Desert ahead of another storm.
It's all about timing. It looks like this storm will kind of time perfectly with the morning drive tomorrow starting really early. How much snow do we expect? To anywhere from, say, 3 to 7 inches of snow in the Park City area, the Wasatch Back. That'll be by tomorrow around noon. Mountains could get up to another foot, we'll say between 6 and 12 inches. And then the valleys should get a decent amount of snow. Could be an inch at the low end, we'll say between 1 and 3 inches of snow.
Grant says things clear out midday Friday and leave us a dry weekend with temperatures near 40.
The pilot of a small plane that crashed into homes in a Roy neighborhood is being identified as David Good, the founder of Good Skis in Ogden. As the investigation into the crash continues, residents of the Roy neighborhood where the plane came down are asking what can be done to keep their neighborhood safe. Aviation expert Mike Maurer says, like so many communities in Utah, there are homes very near airports.
The city has grown up around that airport, and now people are saying, well, this airplane's flying over my house. Well, the airport was there before your house was.
This is the fifth time a small plane has had problems in or near Roy just since 2017.
A bill on Capitol Hill this year would make it a crime for someone to refuse a chemical test when they're suspected of driving under the influence. Bill sponsor Representative Stephen Eliason says a growing number of suspected drunk drivers are refusing to cooperate with the breath or blood analysis, which forces the officer to get a warrant and then take a blood sample by force.
The defendant will simply be informed, if you refuse to comply with this, then this is what you're going to be charged with.
Eliason says the penalties for refusing to take the chemical test would be similar to that of a DUI.
After a lengthy delay, the Senate gets the articles of impeachment. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, articles of impeachment are presented in the Senate today after members are sworn in as jurors. Chief Justice John Roberts does the honors. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says of the trial,
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
Trial begins in full on Tuesday. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement expected to be ratified by the Senate today, right after President Trump signed a Phase 1 trade deal with China. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, though, is unimpressed.
The real answer to a good deal with China is a new president.
Schumer says the deal favors corporations over employees. And the resignation of Russia's prime minister and cabinet yesterday comes as constitutional changes are made to solidify Vladimir Putin's hold on power. Putin is termed out as president in 2024, ABC's Patrick Reval.
And so what the point of these changes in the Constitution is to weaken anyone who comes after him and goes in the presidency.
Putin would then take on some yet-to-be-determined role. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Many people in the Philippines are using chapels owned by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for shelter after the volcanic eruption that made news. An apostle for the church, Elder Quentin L. Cook, is there. He met with the Philippine president yesterday.
We let him know that there are 800,000 members of the church in the Philippines. And that's not a huge percentage of the Philippine people, but for us, with 16 million members, it's 5% of our church.
The church has also donated money, time, and food and hygiene kits and some other supplies.